Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Probably one of the hottest songs of the year. Hozier will join us in about 20 minutes.
All right.
Doing a little interview action. And I'm hearing he's even going to sing for it.
Really?
And by I'm hearing is he is going to sing for it.
Okay.
And also, if you want to score up to $1,000, beat the bank. We're 40 minutes away from playing that. We've already given away over $1,300 yesterday, and that was the first day. We're playing it twice a day.
Okay.
Something just happened.
Yeah. I hate stories like this.
This is breaking news, obviously. News.
Yeah, there was a passenger plane, a commercial plane in France, just crashed this morning.
Oh, no.
Yes, 142 passengers, 6 crew members. They were going from Spain to Barcelona to Dusseldorf, Germany, and they crashed in a mountainous region of France.
So they're looking for the plane?
Yeah, they said it's really hard to because of the terrain. It's difficult to access, but they don't expect any survivors.
Man.
And it was mid-flight.
So scary.
Which would have been, so halfway in between. And normally, they say plane crashes don't happen.
Yeah.
Usually take off or landings when the risky part.
Well, I hate that. I hate
oh, boy.
Those stories.
Our prayers go to their families. Mm-hmm. But do you guys want to hear some good news?
Yeah.
That would be nice.
Heartwarming story. You remember Monet Davis?
Yeah, the little pitcher, little league pitcher.
Little League World Series.
Yeah.
People were saying, oh, she's getting all this attention because she was a girl playing with boys. No, she got attention because she's good.
She was really good. And a good basketball player at that.
Yeah, so she's in the news again. She played in the NBA Celebrity All-Star Game, crossing up Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
So she's still out in the news. And this guy named Joey Castleberry, who played for Bloomsburg University in Pennsylvania, he sent out a tweet when he found out that Disney's making a movie about her life. About Monet Davis's life. He said, Disney's making a movie about Monet Davis? What a joke. That blank got rocked by Nevada. This is a 13-year-old girl this college guy is talking about. So Monet's 13 years old. When I was 13, I would have not taken it as lightly as she did.
I would have cried.
I would have sat in my room and gone, why is this guy coming at me? Why? But no, Monet went on ESPN yesterday. And she revealed that she sent an email to his university. Was she scathing him? Was she going off on what he said about her? No. Monet wrote the university and asked them to reinstate the player.
Because they suspended him or threw him off the team. They kicked him off the team totally.
Well, it's a very sensitive time right now with internet and online bullying and stuff. So I don't blame him.
And so here's Monet explaining why she did that.
Everyone makes mistakes and everyone deserves second chance, and I know he didn't mean it in that type of way, and I know a lot of people get tired of me, like, just seeing me on TV, but sometimes you just gotta, like, just think about what you're doing before you actually do it, and I know right now he's really hurt, and I know how hard he worked just to get to where he is right now, and so, it was pretty hurt on my part, but I know he's hurt even more.
13 years old.
Love her.
Wow.
I tell you, she might have read the 4 agreements.
Love her.
Because the thing about don't take anything personally, he doesn't know her, and she's already old enough to wrap her brain around the fact that this isn't about me.
Right.
Yeah.
This isn't about me.
It hurts, but
it's not about me.
But how someone treats you is a reflection
huge.
Of how they feel about themselves.
I hope I have another teenage son out there somewhere that can marry her. That's awesome.
Al, I guarantee you do.
Why do we
get that spit test?
Yeah, why do you think we did the spit test?
Yeah, we're actually not doing ancestry stuff, Al.
I don't care where I came from.
We're having a lot of requests for your DNA, so that's why we did it.
All right.
Big props to Monet Davis.
Yeah, that's big. And I'm going to make a note to read the 4 agreements again.
I'm going to follow her on Twitter.
Now, you saw a story about this video circulating the internet.
It's really kind of a cool story. This couple has been married. They met on a blind date. Let me start there. They met on a blind date back in 2004. His name is Ryan. Her name is Jordan.
Uh-huh.
And they got a couple of kids now. They met on blind date, got married, got kids. And so they were just kind of watching some old videos from a vacation of hers when Jordan was a little girl. And sitting there watching on the couch, and they see this little kid run through the video, and Ryan goes, "Stop the video! That's me!" So
he looks like Squints from Sandlot.
They're at like a water park, and whoever's taking the video of just random people and Jordan and whatnot.
Yeah, and her family.
Yeah, and Ryan, they're married now. Like, they met, well, they didn't meet, they saw each other. They crossed paths back in 1988.
What are the odds?
And then 16 years later, they meet on a blind date. Come to find out, they lived like 45 minutes from one another in New Jersey.
I bet they crossed paths a lot.
A lot, yeah.
They did at a concert. They started just kind of reminiscing on things they did in the past. They went to a Rolling Stones concert, the same concert in the same place at the same time. Probably more times than one or two that they crossed paths.
Al, think you ever crossed paths with Dr. Girlfriend when you were younger?
She wasn't born. Yeah.
No, he was going to go see his son at the nursery, and she was laying next to him.
Who knew?
Look, I'm going to date her.
How creepy is that?
That's my future wife.
Look at that hot baby. For some reason, that baby's hot.
That's so wrong.
I can't think about
it's
that.
Terribly wrong.
I can't think about that.
Let's ourselves. Let's talk Catholic school.
I can't think about that.
Younger. Yes, onto something holier, right?
Yeah, what's up, Jenna?
I went to a Catholic high school, all girls Catholic high school, and prom and graduation were a big deal for us. And we had dress codes at my Catholic high school, and a huge controversy has erupted over what's been going down at this Pennsylvania high school. They made an announcement of a new policy requiring girls to submit photographs of their prom dresses for pre-approval ahead of prom.
Really?
I have no problem with that.
DeLone Catholic High School in McSherrystown, Pennsylvania, announced the new policy just earlier this month. And it states that dresses cannot be too short, too low cut, expose too much skin around the midriff, or be inappropriately revealing. It states all students and guests must dress in gender-specific formal wear, which kind of sucks for the girls that want to wear suits. You know?
I've seen girls wear tuxes before.
Yeah,
it was kind of hot.
Saying,
you know?
Yeah. I mean, that's like Ellen DeGeneres would want to wear a suit.
Right.
No, maybe it's a girlfriend and a girlfriend. Anyways, some students and parents are just infuriated by this.
I need to get over it.
First of all, their argument is that it was too last minute because a lot of the dresses are non-returnable, have already been bought, have already been tailored.
Yeah.
I get that argument. If it's too last minute, then you have to wait.
Right.
But kids are getting away with murder. I go to eat at some restaurants and all these prom kids come in. I am shocked. It's horrifying.
It's like there's a lot of donut dresses where the midriff is completely gone.
Where are you going?
Especially because that's been a trend in dresses in the last few years, the cutouts and the size.
I just don't know what mother lays down her credit card for that. It's shocking what they're wearing to prom. That's why they're having to put these girls. We had to have our dresses approved. Now, granted, I went to a Baptist private Christian school way long time ago. I mean, we couldn't even wear spaghetti straps, but that was a long time ago. That they've loosened up some. But girls it's ridiculous. You see these prom photos on the internet, and it's just, they're oozing sex. And it's inappropriate. Wow. They have to take measures like that. I do get it if it's too last minute. And they might have to start doing it next year. That's not fair.
They just made the announcement.
Right. Yeah, that's not fair.
Because, I mean, my graduation dress, we all had to wear all white. It had to be floor length, and it couldn't be spaghetti strap. It had to be to the shoulder. Mm-hmm. We had to wear long white gloves and carry a red rose. And so there were a lot of requirements on how our dress could be for graduation. But, you know, we knew that. That was a year.
Yeah.
I mean, you always knew that when you were a senior, that was what you had to do.
Well, what's the difference between a dress being strapless and having, you know, a little strap going over the top? I don't get why
different schools have different rules. I mean, but if you sign up for your kid to go to this school, you have to abide by the rules. Don't be about it later. But I mean, if the dress code, like Jenna's saying, her school always had that rule. They're trying something new last minute. Girls looking for prom dresses, when you find one 6 months out, you buy it because, you know, it's your dream dress. Well, if they come back and say, well, you can't wear it because no spaghetti straps, well, you should have, you know, I get that argument that it's. Yeah. You need to give them more warning.
But just
that.
You just don't like the hoochie argument.
But I can't. I don't understand.
You don't think the cutouts are fine? It's just.
Are you kidding
it's
me?
Fashion.
Are you kidding me?
It's just
seriously?
A little fashion.
You're okay with Chloe one day coming with her belly hanging out and her bending over, seeing the sunshine. And
Daddy,
I mean,
buy me this.
I think the length, the floor length dresses with a little bit, maybe like the cutout in the back. I think those are fine, strapless.
Okay, but they have to set a standard somewhere because you think that's fine for you. Another parent might think that's too much.
Yeah.
So they have to draw a line somewhere.
What if little homeboy goes pick up Chloe and he sees her in that dress and goes, oh, yeah, it's on tonight.
The minute that little boy puts his hand on the small of your daughter's back, you're going to be seeing red.
There's going to be no hands.
You're going to be seeing red.
Kids are thinking that no matter what kind of dress the girl's wearing.
She could be wearing pajamas and he would be thinking about
That's what, yeah.
Well, you have to see where they have to have a dress code because people are abusing
it.
Sure,
right.
Yeah.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Well, we have a special treat for you today.
Huge. Mm-hmm.
Joining us in the studio is a man who doesn't do this very often. He doesn't go to the radio stations that much. At least I like to think that. We want to feel special. Say hello to Hozier.
Hozier.
Yeah.
Hozier. It's so funny because I think when the announcers pronounced it like that on the Grammys, they said Hozier. I was like, oh, he said it wrong. It's
right,
Hozier.
Right.
I hate to do it. It is Hozier.
Hozier. That's a perfect name if you had an airline. Hozier.
Yeah, actually, totally. Yeah.
Here in the States, we've been calling you Hozier.
Uh-huh. I'm sorry for all Americans.
No, yeah. that's forgivable. Totally, yeah.
He's been quoted saying, I don't care what you call me as long as you're talking
just
about
me,
it.
Call me, baby.
Right. Yeah.
Well, a lot of people have been calling. A lot.
Yeah.
You're selling out shows. Pretty exciting stuff, huh?
Yeah, it's been crazy the last few months.
I have to say, I love the man bun. And I just read that your management apparently told you to get rid of the man bun.
No, seriously?
Yes.
Not quite. There was a... I didn't know what a man bun was a few months ago, like until somebody said it to me. So there is always a thing like should it be worn down and
right.
on TV?
Because at the Victoria's Secret fashion show, you had the hair flowing.
Yeah,
when you were singing "Take Me to Church," the girls are walking by and your hair's just flowing with the girls.
Yeah, we had a fan. No, I'm joking.
How cool was that experience?
That was fun. Yeah, I'd never done a fashion show before.
Is it hard to concentrate when you got those little jiggly bottoms going by?
You focus on the job at hand, I think.
No, you don't. You focus on the booty, dog.
And you get to go to the after parties, right?
Right.
I'm sure that had to be the best after party ever.
It was fun. There was a few after parties, actually.
After party.
Just no food, though, right?
But be real with me here. Be real with me, Hozier.
That's the loneliest place at a Victoria's Secret after party,
right.
The buffet.
It's,
the buffet.
It's all dudes. It's just Hozier and Ed Sheeran over there just eating.
Totally, yeah.
Be honest. Did any girls try to pass their phone numbers over to you?
Obviously, I wouldn't kiss and tell. But in this case, it's a big no.
And by the way, happy belated birthday.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, an Irishman born on St. Patrick's Day.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy, yeah. Yeah, it was fun. It means, you know, everyone's up for a party on your...
Was it that your mom just wanted to drink that day, so she wanted to go ahead and pop the baby out so she could start drinking again?
Oh, man, that's terrible. I hope not.
We're talking to Hozier. Your song, Take Me to Church, is so soulful. And I was wondering if you have an opinion on the recent lawsuit against Pharrell and Robin Thicke by Marvin Gaye's family.
I think it's very, very heavy-handed, and I think... For a jury of what, seven people? Was it a jury of seven or eight? To decide upon something that will be used as a precedent for all artists now, or possibly for a long, long time, I think that's a very serious thing. And I think all music is inspired by music that came before.
Sure.
There is no such thing as an original idea. There is no such thing. And especially because in this case, we're not dealing with a melody or we're not dealing with a chord progression. It's based on what has been quoted as just a feel.
Mm-hmm.
And I think...
It's got the same feel. That's what they said.
What does that mean? And I think like that's a very, very loose term to be dealing with such a serious lawsuit. I think that's
right.
I think it's a difficult one.
Do you do that though when you're in the car and you hear a song you haven't heard before and you say, oh, I like that, but I want to switch this up and maybe change the melody and I could create my own song?
It's never a conscious decision. I mean, certainly maybe there are people who make remixes.
Uh-huh.
That would be amazing if I sampled that. And of course there's an element to
that. Sure, right.
But certainly when you nothing, and I don't think in Pharrell's case that's a conscious decision to go, hey, let's totally rip this off and make our own. No one does that.
Now, I know you said you don't really consider your songs to be pop music, but now that it's being played all over the world, what's it like being embraced by pop radio?
It's not that I was ever adverse to the pop world. And I think what's popular and what is pop and what is mainstream changes. And, you know, that's what's fantastic about popular music. I think I never imagined that Take Me to Church would be liked by, you know, I didn't think it would be a hit.
Right.
I didn't think it would chart in Ireland, let alone in America. So it's, for me, it's been just a rush.
Yeah, because you went at the church, you know, and it's not a song of, when you hear it, you're thinking, oh, it's a beautiful song about taking me to church. No, it's about love.
Oh, man, yeah.
It's about loving.
Mm. Yeah, it's about, yeah.
It's totally. A little loving.
Yeah.
Speaking of Take Me to Church, will you play that for us next?
Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
All lovers got giggle at a funeral, knows everybody's disapproval. Should've worshipped her sooner. If the heavens ever did speak, she's the last true mouthpiece. Every Sunday's getting more bleak, a fresh poison each week. We were born sick, you heard them say it. My church offers no absolute. She tells me worship in the bedroom. The only heaven I'll be sent to is when I'm alone with you. I was born sick, but I love it. Command me to be well. Amen. 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 Take me to church. I worship like a dog at the shrine of your light. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife. Offer me that most death and good God. Let me give you my life. Take me to church. I worship like a dog.
Hozier. Am I saying it correctly yet?
Mm-hmm.
Trying to pronounce it.
There you go.
One of the biggest songs in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And also Work Song is a little bit of a little love song as well there, Mr. Lover.
Yeah, we all know Take Me to Church. We're all very familiar. Yeah. But this is your new song, right?
Yeah, Work Song. Yeah. So it's more, I guess it's more of a story song, I suppose. But it's, yeah, it is a love song.
Well, yeah. Songs should have a story behind them. What's the story behind this one, sir?
It's influenced a lot by, again, with like, kind of the roots of blues music with kind of gospel music and getting the energy of a spiritual and putting that, kind of like Take Me to Church, putting that into a love song.
Right.
Directing that to a person.
And will you sing that for me? I mean, for everybody else.
Yeah, absolutely.
What I meant. Awesome. Yeah. Well, here's Hozier's new song, Work Song, on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Yeah.
Ooh. burning heat. Just think about my baby. So full of love I could barely eat. There's nothing sweeter than my baby. I never want once from the cherry tree. 'Cause my baby's sweet as can be. She'd give me two fakes just from kissing me. Well,
Hozier right there with Work Song on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hose myself down up this.
Pick up his album. It's called Hozier. And also follow him on Twitter at Hozier. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Make sure you go check him out on tour.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's so good.
And tall.
And tall.
Okay. That's
okay. We got to stop.
This is awkward.
Kelly and Jenna are rubbing off
it's
on us.
Weird.
We'll just say adieu, sir.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Yeah. Say in Ireland, adieu.
Yeah, it's close.
Sloan is what we say.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
It's that time.
Yes, it is.
We're doing it at the same time every single day this week. We're playing Beat the Bank.
We should say it together. We're playing
Beat the Bank.
Yay!
We want to give you up to $1,000 in cash, but only if you can beat the bank. What?
Al just left me potato chips on my table, and I just noticed them. I'm so happy.
Look, even Kelly Raspberry's a winner today.
She's excited.
She's winning potato chips.
I just looked down, and there's like plain laced potato chips just sitting there.
We want to give you money. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to put you in our bank vault.
Uh-huh.
That door's going to be slowly closing. Slowly closing. We're going to be throwing dollar amounts at you. Mm-hmm. Your job is to say stop.
That's all you got to do.
Whenever you feel you found the right amount for you.
It could be anywhere between $1 and $1,000.
Yeah. Just yell stop. Whatever number was last said, that's how much you're going to win.
Yep.
But in order to play Beat the Bank, we need a playa.
All right.
So we're looking for caller number, let's do 29 at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
I hope there's 29 people listening to call in.
That's true.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
That's very ambitious.
Caution, your heart rate may go up during this game.
It might.
It's a little tense.
That's the idea. But we want to give you money.
Yeah.
I mean, we know listening to us is not easy all the time.
But if you don't say stop.
We try to pay you.
And don't worry. If you don't get in this time, we're going to play an hour from now.
Yeah.
So there's plenty of opportunity to win. Real quick, while we get a player, did I tell you guys my awesome day with the children yesterday?
No, you didn't. Mention that.
Isn't that every day?
Yeah, some days are better than others, Jenna.
Mm-hmm.
It started with my little 1.5-year-old daughter, Chloe, finding my wife's lipstick and deciding to put it on all over the place except her lips.
Aww. So cute.
If you're a wrestling
She's
fan,
adorable.
She looked like the Ultimate Warrior by the time she was done with the lipstick.
I used to date a girl that would wear lipstick like that.
She had a little bit of Gaga going on with her deal. So we decided we need to get out of the house. And my wife she goes to the YMCA.
Mm-hmm. Workout and stuff.
Yeah, she goes to work out there, and they have the child care. They take care of your kids.
Oh, good.
And unfortunately, when my wife picked Kaysen and Chloe up from the daycare, we got the dreaded, can we talk to you about your son?
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. Now, how old is Kaysen again?
Kaysen is 3, Big Al.
Okay.
And he's a little Dennis the Menace.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Kinsey's the one that picked him up, so she said, sure. And so the lady goes, we had to put Kaysen in timeout today.
Uh-oh.
Now, I think my son is very well-behaved. You know, he's a little crazy from time to time, but I think he's well-behaved. So what could he have possibly done? So Kinsey goes, wait, what happened? And Kaysen blurts out, I pulled my pants down.
Hey, at least he's owning up.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. He lied and said, I didn't do anything.
Uh-huh.
So the lady reiterates it and says, he pulled his pants down in front of everybody. And so Kinsey, my wife, goes, why did you do that, Kaysen? And he goes, I don't know. So Kinsey apologizes, and the lady goes, it's okay. He took it well. So we asked him, did he cry or anything? He did not cry. So basically, I'm not allowed to take my pants off at home anymore because apparently that's where he learned that from.
Yeah, did he see you moon or something?
Yeah, on Dish Nation.
No.
It was not too long ago. Yeah, not too long ago, you took your pants down on Dish Nation, a TV show.
I learned it from you, Dad.
Yeah, that's exactly what supposed to do. You never wear clothes.
That's exactly what he said. Kinsey goes, why did you pull your pants down? And he goes, Papa pulls his pants down when he gets home. So now that's what he does. So when I saw Kaysen, I decided to interview him and sat down with him and asked him about getting in trouble. Here's my conversation with Kaysen.
Okay.
Why did you get a timeout?
I don't know. A teacher did it.
The teacher gave it to you?
Yeah.
Why? Did you pull your pants down in front of everybody?
Yeah.
Did you dance?
No.
You just pulled your pants down?
Yeah.
Why did you decide to pull your pants down?
I don't know.
You just thought that'd be a smart idea to pull your pants down in public?
Yep.
What did everybody do when you pulled your pants down?
A mean boy.
They called you a mean boy?
And called me a baby, too.
They called you a baby?
Yeah.
So what did you learn?
Baby parrots.
Baby pants.
Baby parrots?
Yeah.
That's what you learned? How about we don't pull our pants down in public?
Yeah.
Say yes, Papa.
Yeah, Poo-poo.
All right.
He's telling the poo-poo thing.
Yeah.
And so after I
maybe
get done.
Maybe you need to pick a name for him to call you that doesn't sound
like poop.
So Papa? Close to poo-poo.
Poop-poop.
So I just I just get done talking to him about not pulling his pants down.
And I bet I know what he did.
So, of course, guess what he does?
He's so funny like that.
Did you shake your booty?
Yeah.
Kaysen, what did I tell you not to do? Did I tell you not to pull down your pants?
No, I want to shake my booty. Shake it. Jake. I want to shake my booty.
That's what he wants to do.
He wants to shake his booty.
And because of that,
Kaysen wants to shake his booty. The kid needs to shake his booty.
And now Kaysen has a record contract. Here's Kaysen's first single, Shake Your Booty.
Shake, shake, shake. Shake, shake, shake. Shake my booty. Shake my booty. Oh.
Awesome.
There you go. JC will be wearing pants from now on at the house.
And he's going to be singing disco in a few
years. He's going to be singing disco.
I didn't realize you guys
years.
Had like a little nudist colony going on over there.
Yeah, well, you know, Jenna. We're
You can't keep your shirt on. Kid can't keep his pants on.
It happens.
You know what? You're going to save so much money over the years on clothing. Because you don't need to wear any, apparently.
I know. I only need to wear it to work.
So, yeah.
There you go.
Just think about when Kaysen's finally the age they can share. I mean, I know they kind of do
now.
I can't
wait.
He tries to borrow.
I'm going to look so cool in his clothes when I'm, like, way old and he's a teenager. It's going to be good times. All right, let's give away some money.
Let's do it.
Meet the bank.
We asked for caller number 29.
And we got 29 people were listening, or maybe some called twice.
We got lucky. April McElroy, how many times did you call?
It's my first time.
Good for you.
Oh, look at that. That means we do have 29 people listening
all
today.
Right.
I'm so excited. I have tried so many times to get into you guys. And
we're so glad you did.
Yeah, tell us about yourself.
Now it counts.
Yeah, let's get to know April. Tell us about yourself, April.
I have two kids, and I'm married, and I work as a vet tech.
A vet tech, okay.
Yeah, a veterinary technician.
Right. Every little girl at some point in her life wants to work in a veterinary.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Get to work with puppies and kitties.
I've always wanted to, so... Finally did it.
Were you born in the month of April or conceived in the month of April?
Neither.
Huh. Interesting.
My parents just didn't have any creativity, I guess.
All right, April. Well, do you know how to play Beat the Bank?
Yes.
All right. I'll tell you again just in case. You're going to be in a vault.
Listening who don't know.
We're going to be closing the door slowly. Mm-hmm. You're going to be hearing it close. You're going to hear numbers being thrown at you. Those are dollar amounts. When you hear one that you like, all you got to do is say stop.
And hopefully you'll do that before the door closes.
Yes. If the door closes and you have not said stop, April, you will get zero.
And like it.
Well, you probably won't like it, but...
But you have to accept it.
I won't like it, but it's okay.
And the dollar amounts range from $50 up to $1,000. April, are you ready?
Yes.
Let's beat the bank.
$130. $550. $60.
Ooh!
$620.
Stop.
April says stop.
All right, April.
April, you just won $620.
$620.
Yay!
Yay!
So excited.
What will you do with $620 of free money, baby?
Yes.
What are you going to do with that money, April?
Well, my dog just had to have major intestinal surgery, so it's probably going to go to that. Or my kids. I don't know yet.
Good thing you get a vet discount.
Ooh. Yeah, don't you get it for free?
I know, right? Mm. I'm sorry.
What kind of discount do you guys get working there, if you don't mind me asking?
We're just nosy.
Yeah, it kind of depends on what it is. Like, we get most of the stuff at, like, cost plus 10%.
Oh, that's cool.
Still, it's a lot of money for something like that.
Dude, I remember I had when my dog Stretch first was diagnosed with diabetes, that whatever test or whatever, it was thousands of dollars. I was like, and there was a brochure right on the desk that said, buy pet insurance. I'm like,
yeah, I'm too late to that.
Wish I had seen that. Yeah, I wish I had seen that a few weeks before.
this little bit will help you, April.
Oh, my God, so much. Thank you, guys. You guys are awesome.
Well, April, would you like to hear what you possibly could have won if you would have kept going?
Sure.
Why not? Why not? Let's keep it going, Shannon. Let's see what she could have won. If you made the right choice.
220.
So far, so good. We're picking up where we left off.
690.
Ooh. Still good. Still on the camera.
$70. That's fine.
610.
They're about the same.
740.
Ooh.
There you go, April.
All right.
Pretty good.
Hey, you know what?
You didn't lose for $100. You're good. You're good to go.
$620 more than what I had this morning.
Yeah, you didn't lose anything.
Not bad at all, April. Good choice. Again, if you did not get in right now, we're going to play again an hour from now. And everything's going to change. It's not going to be the same. So if you're trying to study what April just went through, it's all going to change. April, you enjoy your $610, okay?
Thank you, guys.
Uh-huh. I'm sorry. Congratulations.
I'm sorry, $620. I shorted you 10. My bad.
That's okay.
All right.
Hang on.
We'll still pay you.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I did it all. Classroom Musical. It's the contest we started right around the time Glee got going.
Yeah.
And we figured, why don't we actually get a real live Glee going on?
This contest makes me happy.
Yeah, it's one of those things where these kids are going to do it, and they're going to film these videos, and they're going to work on it for 2-3 weeks.
Right.
And they'll remember this forever. You know?
Make school fun.
It makes school fun. Yeah, it's not just sitting in a classroom and just having the teacher teach you in front of the board. It's you get up, and you actually are learning something, and you're working with your classmates.
Of course, some of the funny parts are watching the teachers dance.
I know. I love seeing the teachers get involved.
Little ladies from the administration office or whatever, sometimes they're in there.
Yeah, it's really it doesn't matter what you look like as long as you're having fun, and that's what they're teaching the kids.
Yeah.
Now, what do you win with Classroom Musical? You win $1,500 towards your classroom.
Which is awesome. They can use it for whatever, you know, from supplies to decorate, you know, some new equipment, because a lot of times teachers dip into their own pockets.
Yeah.
A lot of times.
So we try to help out where we can.
I'd say every time teachers have to dip into their own pockets. And Classroom's Musical, it's actually grown to where we actually had Carmen help us out last year.
Mm-hmm.
The band Carmen, they got famous off of YouTube, and they came out and played at a school. This year, One Republic decided to help us out. They gave us the instrumentals, the official instrumentals.
Yeah.
So all you have to do is go download it from there. Write your own song or even sing the same song. And, man, did we get a bunch of good ones.
Mm-hmm. But we had to break it up into different categories. You know, you can't be throwing up kindergartens against seniors in high school. Although, I beg to differ. Some of these in the K-5 category.
They could have gone up against the high school kids?
Absolutely. Good. I mean, I would have never thought that until I saw what they did with it. It's incredible.
And the K-5 kids do have the cute factor going on.
They do.
Well.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you got to throw that into there.
And you just put them on a slide or something. Oh, that's so cute when they're singing on the slide.
Now, today we're going to announce the elementary school winner. This is one of the classrooms that will be up for the grand prize, which is... You get to chat with One Republic on Skype.
Yeah, they share your video with all their followers. It could go viral.
That's like instant viral if you get shared with 14 million people right there. Okay. Plus,
definition of viral right there.
But first, before we announce the winner, I think we need to at least do the honorable mentions.
Okay. Yeah.
So many people put forth a lot of effort. I wish we could give away $1,500 to everybody who entered, but we can't.
Yeah.
So we do want to thank these classes for participating. We thought you came super close. Dana Minton's class from the Academy for Classical Education in Macon, Georgia.
Georgia.
Sarah Dexheimer's class from Fairview Elementary in Columbia, Missouri. Michaela Burke's class from Fletcher Elementary in Beaumont, Texas.
Oh, I love that one.
Emily Payne's class from Carolina Forest Elementary in Myrtle Beach, Yay. South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And Alfonso Manzanera's class from Nancy J. Cochran Elementary in Dallas. So right. thank you all so much. You
Honorable
did a great,
mentions.
All the videos
great
were great.
Job. Mm-hmm.
All the videos really are great.
And now some of the runner-ups are still going to get prizes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thanks to Tasty Cake.
Thank you, Tasty Cake. Mm.
Yes.
Oh, they brought some down here yesterday.
I know, Al.
I had no idea Tasty Cake made Twinkies. Well, I guess they're not Twinkies.
They're cakes.
They're Tasty Cake.
I have
cake.
To admit something.
What, Kelly?
I took one of the honey buns and heated it up in the microwave.
Uh-huh.
The studio smelled so good.
So again, mm-hmm. thank you, Tasty Cake.
Thank you, Tasty
yes.
Cake.
Yes. So our runner-up elementary class who is going to win a Tasty Cake party is... Ooh. Joanna Benton's class from Central Intermediate yeah. School in Baton Rouge.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Y'all get a Tasty Cake party.
Ooh, ain't no
party
like that sugar high.
Ain't no party like a Tasty Cake party.
Ms. Benton's so excited about that.
Now, we do have some teachers on hold.
Uh-huh.
And we will announce a winner in the elementary school portion of this competition.
All right.
But only one can win.
Only one can.
Only one can win.
Afraid so.
Wonder which one it is.
The winner... of the classroom musical, elementary school, K through 5 division for this year.
Is.
Mrs. Kaysen's second grade class.
From Miller Elementary in Warner Robins, Georgia.
Your video was so cute.
Hey, Mrs. Kaysen.
Thank you. Hi, how are you guys?
Doing great, doing great.
That was a great scream your children gave out right there.
Oh, they are so excited.
Well, they did such a wonderful job. Now, this was your idea? You were listening, or did one of your students come to you with it?
Well, actually, my husband and I both listened to y'all's show, and he told me about the competition. It was right up our alley. My kids love music. They love to sing, and they love to dance. And so I told them about it, and they were like, oh, absolutely. We have to do this. So. You know, they helped me think of all the ideas, and we put all the song, all the words together, and they thought of some of the dance moves and some of the shots, and they just had a blast.
Okay, well, let's take a listen to your video. You guys called it I Learned.
Okay.
I learned it all.
Check this out on Kid TV.
Yeah. With every pencil yeah. I broke, I learned.
Mrs. Kaysen, how long did yes. it take you guys to put together the song and the video and all that before you turned it in?
Oh, wow. We only started like a week and a half ago. So we learned the song in a couple of days, and we recorded that, and then we did all of the videoing within about a week.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You guys did great.
That's a lot of work.
I was very impressed with how well they did with it. They had so much fun.
You probably want to give a shout out to your principal because you have to, you know,
you have to get some
stuff willy nilly. Yeah. You have to get permission, right?
Right. She was so very supportive. She got the bus for us and she got lots of permission for us and everything. So she's a wonderful principal.
What's her name?
Miss Johnson.
All right.
Hey, Miss Johnson.
She's awesome.
What are you going to do with the $1,500 towards your classroom, Mrs. Kaysen?
Buy a pony.
Well, I thought I might spend a lot of it on the most amazing end-of-the-year party we've ever seen.
There you go.
Yes. And so I thought about getting them some blow-ups, some water slides, some face painting, all that good stuff. And then, you know, the rest of it, I might, you know, buy some iPads or something with it.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
A little bit of both
I hope
worlds.
You get a good discount on iPads.
Yeah. We love technology in here, so.
That's
good
great.
Deal. Good
well,
deal.
We're very proud. That was... Ms.
Well,
Kaysen,
thank you so much for the opportunity. It was wonderful.
Mm-hmm. No,
well,
it was
Miller
great
Elementary
video.
In Warner Robins, Georgia, representing in yeah. Classroom
all
Musical.
Right.
Thanks to all the entries, you know. They were all very, very
yeah,
good.
Yeah, we still have to announce middle school winner tomorrow
school.
And then high school. And don't forget, Ms. Kaysen, you guys are still going to be in the running for the grand prize, which is the Skype chat with Run Republic and them sharing your video.
Okay, great. That sounds wonderful.
All they right. It sounds wonderful. We're going to put up the video on kidnation.com if
good
you
deal.
Want to check it out.
Yeah, check them out. They'll make you smile.
Can you get the children right. to say hi to us real quick? Can you
just, all right, yeah. Hang on a second.
Yeah.
Hey.
What's up, children?
Oh,
I love them. Thank you so much again, Mrs. Kaysen. You guys have a wonderful day. You teach them stuff.
And this same time, thank you. The same time tomorrow, we'll do the middle school winner.
Good.
So stay tuned for that. All of you who entered the contest in middle school.
All
bye.
Right.
Bye, children.
Awesome.
Bye, guys.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Now get to work.
Man, I think being a second grade teacher would be the coolest.
With every pencil I broke, I learned.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show. The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Tomorrow at 7 o'clock Central.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Come on. Hold on, Kelly. Ready? Go up, down, up, down, up, down. Two of the guys from Empire, Jussie Smollett, who plays Jamal, and Hakeem. Yes, great. We'll be joining us.
I'm two full episodes in now.
Okay.
I finally got through the second one. I have to stop and pause it because I get busy.
Yeah, are you digging it?
I'm digging two episodes in. How many
cookie?
More do I have to catch up?
12? 12 total?
12, 14, I don't know.
Not enough.
Right.
Not enough.
But it's
not
cool.
Enough.
So we don't have to start our Empire withdrawal until next week.
Right.
Because there's no Empire tomorrow night.
You like this song? Did you finally see it on TV, Kelly? Oh, I'm so excited.
Drip Drop?
This is Drip Drop.
Yeah, I haven't heard that. Make that thing
go. Drip. The album's number 5 on iTunes right now, the Empire album. So they're doing well.
They were number 1.
The R&B. First time, first show to do that, actually.
Yep.
Or R&B show to hit the R&B mm-hmm. charts. There you go. Let's give away some money. Yes. Got to get the tension going. An hour ago, April McElroy won $620, but she could have won $740 in that round of Beat the Bank.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby got mad. Give me a number.
17.
All right. Caller number 17 at 800-KIDS-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
You'll get a shot to beat the bank and win up to $1,000. So far, the most somebody's won was $760. That was Nora yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, not too bad. The winnings are high. While we wait out, what's this I hear about you want to talk about random gifts?
This is just a random thing that happened over the weekend, and a couple of guys, friends of mine, in totally different situations, gave me gifts.
Randomly?
It's not my birthday. It's not Christmas, obviously. You know, Black History Month is over, so I don't need anything for that.
Friends of yours?
Yeah, friends I know, I hang out with and whatnot. And
because you own a bar. Are these people that come to your bar regularly or just friends?
Yeah, one comes, you know, more than the other to just kind of hang out. And then the other one is Carlton that comes and sings karaoke with me all the time.
Carlton's Big Al's partner in karaoke. They warm up together and stuff.
Yeah. So my first buddy, Joe, he just ran up. He goes, you know, you carry that little play knife. I had this little knife that I got as a promotional product. Uh-huh. And he said, I'm giving you a real one. And so he gave me a pocket knife.
Let me see.
Is it legal?
Yeah. It's not.
What makes a knife not legal?
I think
it's
like
the blade is over like 5 inches
the inch
or something.
Of the blade. Yeah.
So is it like fancy?
No.
Oh, that might be illegal, Al.
No, it's not illegal.
Jeez.
It's nice.
It's got more than what is this? Oh, I can't get.
Is
that
it like a Swiss knife?
No, it's just a regular pocket.
Is there more
knife.
In there or just
no,
the one?
No, it's just the one.
Oh, it has like a little serrated thing there.
That's a regular pocket.
What's scarier than me with a knife?
Yeah.
And I'm PMSing.
Oh, man.
So it's real nice, right? I mean, it's real.
Yeah.
He said, you know, because he's always seen me, he sees me struggle with my little knife that I carry in my pocket because it's not sharp.
You got upgraded.
It doesn't do anything. So he upgraded my knife. So I was like,
it's
wow,
got a wood
cool.
handle and everything.
Yeah, I said, cool.
How do I put it up without cutting myself?
Let me see. Don't cut yourself.
Here, you have to push that in like that, right there, and then fold it up.
Can you just flip it out if you want to? Like,
well, I guess you could like
that. Can you just like whip it out fast?
No, you got to loosen up the screw.
Yeah. It'll take a while.
So that's nice of him.
It sounds very nice. You know? And then later on in the evening, Carlton rolls in. He goes, I got something for you.
This is your karaoke partner?
My karaoke buddy. Yeah, same day. And I said, what's that? You know, I love gifts, but I was like, why? Two guys just randomly just bought me stuff. And so Carlton gave me some cool socks that are that have a picture of a woman on them.
Oh.
Yeah.
And money.
And they're like one like a picture of a chick in a bikini.
Yeah.
Split down the middle, and the left half of her body is the left sock, and the right half of her body is the right sock. So you can wear them. You have to have your feet like
together.
Really close together.
Yeah. What's the back of the socks look like?
Same thing.
Oh, okay.
Same thing.
Also goes all the way around.
Yeah. Cool.
So it's a girl.
Yeah, but just randomly, guy gift.
Saw it and thought it was cute.
Yeah.
It's almost like you're their boyfriend because he doesn't. Seriously.
Exactly.
Al, you might have a boyfriend.
Exactly. I mean, that's
no. You
I
are the boyfriend.
Gifts. I buy random. You know, when you're dating someone in the beginning, and it's just there's no occasion.
It's okay.
Like this.
Do you know how hard it is for me? Because I've done this before. I'll start dating somebody. And I start buying them stuff.
Yeah.
I get so excited to be allowed back in the men's department.
Right.
I mean, there's just something. I can't help it. Jenna understands. You're so overwhelmed with, I have a man I can buy for. You just want to buy him stuff.
Yeah.
And that's what's happened, Al. They just can't help themselves. They want to buy you stuff.
I guess so. I mean, I was like flattered. I didn't have anything for them. It was just like they thought about me.
Oh, you don't need to reciprocate. It's the joy they get from giving.
Are you sure you don't have to buy them something?
I think you do.
No,
you don't. Not right away. Like, you know, if you happen to be out and you see something that reminds you of them,
if
then you
do. But don't go out of your way because then it's like it becomes the thing that who ends it first.
Right.
We're going to have to figure out which one you pick, Al. You can't have two.
Well, they're both, equally as well.
You can't be dating more than one person. That makes you a whore.
Well, one's like a drinking buddy. One's like a karaoke buddy. So I think it's cool. Like, you know, when you
They're jealous. That's why one of them got you the present and the other one noticed.
Yeah, they want to be friend number one.
Uh-huh. You're going to have to make a choice.
You got to decide who's first place. Do you have to give them back if you break up?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't ask. I don't think so.
Socks and a knife.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Which one do you like better, the knife or the socks?
Well, they're both great. I mean, I carry my knife
every day.
Every day, just in case I need to open something or cut something.
Those socks will look great with your sandals.
Socks, you know, I love those too. So, you know, I'm going to use both of them. But it was kind of odd because it's never happened.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if I've ever gotten a random dude present.
Yeah, guys don't even buy gifts for their own guy friends on their birthdays.
No.
It's never happened. And it was cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, I'm gonna have to buy you something.
Gotta get, no, you don't. It's not a competition, Jay-Z.
No, I'm jealous now.
It's not a competition. Yeah, I got a boyfriend.
Oh. I'm gonna have to buy you something.
All right, let's give away the money, man.
Let's play Beat the Bank.
Beat the Bank.
What caller number did you ask for, Al?
17.
You did ask for
and 17. That's what we got.
Hello, Bridget Heath. How you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you guys?
I'm doing great.
Good.
Did you know guys used to call me Bridget back in high school?
No.
So we have that in common.
Yeah, they did. They really did. Tell us about you, Bridget.
I'm a CNA Lakeland Rehab and Healthcare in Effingham, Illinois.
Aww.
And I'm from Flora.
Whoa.
Okay, that sounds very important.
It does. Yeah. You sound really smart.
Uh-huh. I probably couldn't have a conversation with you lasting more than 30 or 45 seconds.
Can you tell us like what that means to like regular people? What do you do to regular people? Like make
dumb it down.
Dumb it down.
Layman's terms.
What do I do?
Yeah.
We like feed and change and.
You're
caretaker. Do activities and stuff.
That
like
is
that.
So sweet.
It's a special
a
place in heaven. Special place in heaven for y'all.
Yes.
I swear to you.
I love my job.
You're helping people when they're at their lowest and they're depending on you. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's very rewarding.
Well, I hope we can reward you big today.
Yeah, we're going to be cheering you on.
I'm going to feel awful if you don't.
Oh, my God.
Bridget, do you know the rules of Beat the Bank?
Can you tell me them again? I've heard this on the radio before.
Okay.
No problem.
So, basically, we're going to put you in the bank vault. The door is going to be closing. Okay. As it's closing, we're going to be throwing money amounts at you. When you hear a money amount that you really like and you can't go without, you say stop.
Okay.
Now, if the vault ends up closing all the way, you will walk away with nothing, Bridget, and we don't want that because we like you.
If it closes before you say stop, okay?
Now, the prices the money ranges from $50 all the way up to $1,000. So if you hear $1,000, I would say stop. You know?
Right.
All right, Bridget, you got the rules?
Yep.
Don't forget, you got to say stop or you're not going to get your money, okay?
Okay.
Let's play
Beat the Bank!
What?
440. 180.
All right. Oh, one down.
460.
Ooh.
420.
Can you hear?
You got this, Bridget. You got this.
880. 660.
Girl, can you hear? Let her play. Let her play. She's doing things.
1,000.
1,000.
Say stop.
Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Girl, you are a gambler.
Oh, you're a gambler.
You?
Oh, my God.
You are a gambling fool.
Oh, Bridget.
You won.
Oh, Bridget, you won $1,000.
You won $1,000, Bridget.
That's awesome.
Oh,
that's
my God.
I cannot believe you did that. You almost gave me a heart attack.
Why did you not stop at 880? I mean, you won 1,000, but why did you not stop at 880?
Because I thought that I was
going to
go to 1,000. So
she had a feeling.
I would go up like to 900 and something, so I just figured I would.
Oh, my gosh.
Why not, right?
Bridget, you made me so nervous because you wouldn't say stop. You said 1,000. If a robber's coming at you, don't say 1,000. Say stop.
Gosh, girl. Well, congratulations. You've got nerves of steel.
Yeah, right?
What are you going to do with that money, Bridget?
I'm not really for sure. I'm going to a couple Cardinals games here coming up, so...
There you go.
And my
hot dogs. And my birthday's coming up in April, so...
Okay, good deal.
Happy early birthday.
Take a Vegas trip.
Thank you. Yeah,
that's why you gamble, you should.
Yeah. Bet on black.
So cool, calm, and collected during that whole thing.
Man. She scared me. I was like, is she listening?
Kelly almost hit her head on the ceiling because she jumped so high.
I couldn't believe you weren't stopping at 880. I'm like, you are crazy.
But she knows best.
Your gambling paid off, Bridget. Congratulations. You enjoy your $1,000, okay?
Well, thank you.
All right. Hold on.
Look how calm she is.
You know, you have to be calm to have a job like that, to work with older folks. You know, you have to have patience. Patience of Job.
It got up to like $800.
I know.
Whew. If you didn't get in today, don't worry. We're going to play Beat the Bank again twice tomorrow.
Do it again.
7:20, yep. 8:20 Central. We're doing it all week long. And don't try to study because we're switching it up. It's going to be completely random every single time.
All right.
As you just noticed.
Oh, man. Ooh, that made my heart rate go up a little bit right there.
That was nerve-wracking.
Yep.
Hold on. Shannon, can you keep playing it? I want to see what would have happened after 1,000.
770.
It would have gone down.
Yeah, right? Who's not going to say stop?
I just want to know.
870.
Oh. Yeah.
Still good numbers.
Oh. Okay.
Either way, she would have walked away with a pretty good amount.
Well, unless it
unless
closed.
Yeah, right. Let it close.
I'm not sure 1,000 is what I'm looking for today.
Looking for something in the 900 range.
Oh.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
All right. It's time to show our acting chops.
Oh, boy. Thought I had a day off from this.
We want to send you to the MTV VMAs. In order to do that, you have to qualify.
Mm-hmm. No, it's the Movie Awards.
Yeah, Movie Awards, the MTV Movie Awards. In order to do that, you got to qualify by guessing which movies we're acting out.
Mm-hmm. Movie in a minute.
Might be tough.
Ooh,
just saying.
It's easier because these are movies that are nominated for the Movie Awards.
Okay, there you go.
So that way you could look up the list of movies that are going
to
be at the...
Well, way to give them the way to cheat and win, JC.
Well, you know, that's how...
Look at you.
It is for MTV Movie Awards. Them.
Yeah, we hooked up with MTV to give you a seat at the 2015 MTV Movie Awards. They're hosted by Amy Schumer. One lucky winner and guest will be off to L.A. for the ultimate VIP weekend. Plus, 10 others are going to get an award-winning espresso machine by Nescafe Dolce Gusto.
Ooh.
So you can make your favorite coffee house drinks at home.
Delicious.
So this is how it's going. We started this yesterday through, I guess, tomorrow. We're going to be acting out a scene from a movie that is nominated for an MTV Movie Award. Then you just got to head over to KidNation.com before midnight and tell us what movie the scene we acted out is from. And then on Friday, this Friday, we're going to pick the winner.
All right. Yesterday, Kelly and Big Al Mack did a little acting. Here's a preview of that.
What's your name?
Hazel.
No, your full name.
Hazel Grace Lancaster. What?
I didn't say anything.
Al, you're so good.
What?
Oh, like I'm so much better.
What?
I'm excited for today's scene.
What? I was trying to be a teenager with cancer.
Yours was good.
Kelly.
Kelly, what?
Give it away.
Yesterday.
Give it away now.
Wait, what?
Huh?
God, thank you for giving me something that I can do that I can make a living at it, because I can't make a living at it.
I think you're a great actor.
I realize.
You are the star of today's movie in a minute.
Y'all don't understand. I realize when I'm not good at something.
Yeah.
And it's a lot. The list is long. We won't get into it right now.
Today's stars are Big Al, Mac, and JC playing the main characters.
Wait a minute.
With.
Featuring
Kelly in an accent. Shout out. And Jenna.
Yep.
potential accent.
No.
We're still deciding.
Oh, boy.
We don't know what we're going to do.
This is a stretch
white
for me
guy.
Here.
I'm white guy.
This is a very popular movie.
All right.
And I'm...
not going to reveal my character. I'm going to let my character reveal itself.
Yeah, me too.
Al, did you read your lines?
Yeah, about 2 minutes ago.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Let's pull the curtain back a little bit.
Well, you can't. I don't think you can.
No, you can't. Let's just have him do it.
I haven't even practiced.
You haven't practiced? Okay, we'll talk about
practice?
It after.
Oh. Talk about practice?
You have like 2 lines.
All right.
I know, but I should have practiced how to say them.
All right,
theater,
let's do it.
In
right.
a minute.
All right, here we go.
And action. What are you doing?
I've got a new identity that's going to be killer. I'm going to be throwing it to you to make it legit.
Okay.
I'm going to need you to improvise.
I suck at improvising. I don't know what I'm doing.
I need absolute silence when I'm falling into character.
Why do you always make me do these things?
I need absolute silence when I'm falling into character.
Can you at least give me a head start on what your character is, please?
Absolute silence.
Are you serious right now? Okay, let's go.
Odele, vato, we trying to see the product. Yo, Sleepy, what's up, homie? You know my cousin Savoy?
I think you got the wrong guy, Holmes.
Everyone's saying that Barrio Sleepy, he like Mexican Wolverine. Hey, my partner, he wants to see the product.
Why isn't he talking?
Manager Jeff?
That's Jefe, man. Hey, tell them the crazy adventure that you guys had. Go into incredibly descriptive detail of the story so that we all know.
Yes. It was Dora and Diego and Swiper.
Swiper?
And who was that you choked out, man? Oh, he had it coming. Who was that?
Boots.
That's your computer, JC.
No, man. Start over from the top. That's a made-up name, man.
You want to check out the goods? Go ahead.
Hey, what did you find this green gold? The Mumford & Sons concert?
That's so bad. I'm going to put that down as a colossal fail on so many levels.
If you know the movie we just reenacted,
yeah, right.
Go to KidNation.com by midnight tonight and enter to win a trip to the MTV Movie Awards. And be sure not to miss the MTV Movie Awards. They will be live Sunday, April 12th at 8 Eastern, 7 Central, only on MTV.
As you could tell, Al had two accents in that scene.
I was a black guy. Trying
no?
to play.
Nope. No.
Well,
no.
I am a black guy
yeah.
trying to play a white guy that was trying to then turn into a Mexican guy.
So right before we go on air, Al goes, oh, I'm playing the accent part as well?
No, I thought I was doing the Mexican guy part. I didn't know I was doing the white guy part.
No,
but, you know, I have spot on white guy
voice.
You're
the same name throughout the script.
I just misunderstood. It happens.
Who sucked the most, Kelly?
I sucked. That was terrible.
No, I sucked.
What was your line again?
I only had 2 or 3.
Thank you, Lord. I don't know what
I think you got the wrong guy, Holmes. I don't know how to say.
Nig.
Oh,
that's
so
your
bad.
Accent.
Hold on.
I don't know. How do you say it? You say it.
Vato, we trying to see the product. Yo, Sleepy, what's up, homie? You know my cousin Savoy?
I think you got the wrong guy, Holmes.
I think you got the wrong guy.
Everyone's saying that Barrio Sleepy, he like Mexican Wolverine. Hey, my partner, he wants to see the product.
You see how Al reads through his lines?
You just go like into like Asian
rapid
almost.
Rapid fire, too, man.
Like I said, thank you, Lord, for blessing me.
Everyone's saying the Barrio Sleepy, he like the Mexican Wolverine, yo.
Well, you can't show Al now. Because
too late.
You can't do it.
Well, we practiced beforehand.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
We got to give him credit because I don't think we blacked out the title on his thing today and he didn't read it. So.
You know what,
Al?
Oh,
that's so scary.
But you know
Thank
what?
You for not ruining it.
I did it. I blacked it out so I wouldn't read it. Because I didn't trust my damn self.
You did.
You did black
did.
It out.
I didn't trust myself.
Oh, Big Al Mac. All right. So go to KidNation.com. Guess the movie. It was pretty easy, though.
Yep. It was a good scene.
Well,
because
we know what it is.
There was one line that gave it
away.
Well, there's one line that gave it away, even in the commercials.
See, I used to kind of memorize lines from movies, I guess, when I was growing up. I don't really do that as much anymore. You could probably read me something from a movie that I just saw. Read me a script, a scene, and I might not be able to identify
the
movie.
Yeah, at what point, that's such a dude thing, at what point does that just stop? Because I've found now guys my age, they're still quoting movies from the 90s and early 2000s, and then it just stopped at some point.
Yeah.
Like, they don't take any more inventory of movie quotes
in.
Our brain is full.
Our brains are full.
But it's so hot when a girl can jump in with it.
Is it?
Oh, Kelly, it's so hot.
I need to learn how to do that.
Like, if a girl jumps in and you're doing Night at the Roxbury lines.
See, I didn't see that one.
And you do the Emilio, and she comes back with, Emilio! Love at first sight.
I need to work on that then.
Or if you go, right near the beach. boy.
Where is that from? What is that from?
Half Baked.
Oh, like I saw Half Baked.
You know, that's JC did. Cool.
We got Funyuns.
Is that Half Baked too?
Yeah.
Maybe even Jenna should hook up.
Love at first sight.
I think it's also that we're like the same age. So
yeah.
That's why.
We all
see,
that
and
movie.
That's the fun thing about me and Tinder Bear. We're the same age, so we get the same movie references. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you guys do that.
What do you guys quote?
Yeah, what do you quote, Kelly?
Sound of Music.
No.
Rent.
No.
The Notebook. What?
The Princess Bride.
Oh, I like that one.
He loves it.
The Princess.
That is like one of my favorite movies of all time.
The Princess Bride?
Yes, As You Wish.
A dude?
The Princess Bride Cup? It's wonderful.
Well,
you
sure
need
it
to
is.
Watch it with your wife.
Have y'all hooked it up yet? Y'all,
hooked up what? Cable?
Because the reason he's doing some stuff, some weird stuff.
Why
what
is
are you
weird?
Saying? What are you trying to get at, Al?
I'm just saying, you know, before you do the thing, you know, you do anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
I love watching Sex in the City.
The royal
you.
Family? I was just wanting to go to Buckingham Palace tomorrow.
I love George the Little Prince.
The fabric store.
You
sure.
cry at the bodyguard, and you're going to make fun of him for the Princess
no,
Bride?
He's saying he is lying to you so that he could hook it up.
No, he knows that movie. He's, like, watched it a million times. He quotes it.
Mm.
I don't know.
You guys, it's
pretty sketchy.
You guys, you're acting like Kelly's that hard.
True story.
That is true.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.